Welcome back to episode 3 of Airport Adjacent. I want to take a minute and walk you through something I was just talking to a couple salespeople about in one of my clients' offices. And this is a technique that comes back to a couple different people, and it's definitely not something I've originated, but I renamed it to make it a little easier on you to think about. So if you know anything at all about the folklore of a vampire, and I know this is kind of random, but just follow me for a minute. One of the things about the folklore is that a vampire has to be invited in, right? A vampire can't enter someone's home or dwelling without being invited in. So I look at this a lot the way a prospect sort of interacts with a salesperson. If you're a salesperson and you're just calling back every time you feel you need to reach out to that prospect until they close, you're at some point in time going to wear out your welcome, right? So how do you ensure as a salesperson you get invited back and you're allowed to call that person back, not because you want to call them back, but because they gave you permission to remarket to them? And how you do it is you get permission. So I talk to the salespeople I work with that at the end of your sales call, if it's not ending in a clearly defined next step, so you haven't agreed on something to do next, you haven't agreed on what you're going to do to reconnect with each other in the future, you've got to tie them down with some sort of a connection. So simply saying, hey, I know you're going to go do this homework, go check on your contract, go do whatever it is you're going to do. Could you, if I don't hear back from you by a certain day at a certain time, can I give you a call back at that time? I've never had a prospect tell me no. In fact, if anything, they'll clarify it and say, hey, I'll probably be busy at that time. Call me at 10 a.m. and that'll work better, right? So you end up leaving with some sort of an appointment or some sort of a message that makes you a little better. But again, here at the end of the call, just, hey, if I don't hear from you by this time next Tuesday, is it okay for me to give you a call back then? Again, this person's going to say, yes, sure, that's fine. Or they're going to clarify and give you a better day or time to do it. And then you can take that as your opportunity to contact that person back. So now it's not, hey, I'm calling you back to check on you. It's, hey, you said if I hadn't heard from you by Tuesday at noon to give you a call back, it's now Tuesday at noon, and I wanted to touch base to see where we were. And if they need to put you off again, just make sure and vampire them again. So there you go. There it is. Your sales vampire technique, getting yourself invited back in so the call can always continue even if the prospect doesn't do their part next. Thank you for listening to Airport Adjacent. Again, I give sales tips. My name is Coach Cal. You can visit us at thehelpdesksales.com. All of the information that I share is shared through the podcast, blogs, videos, things like that. Feel free to go to my website for more of this type of information, and I'll be back tomorrow with more information for you guys. So if there's anything in particular you want to hear or listen to, I am happy to do that. We did have one request from a contracting company that wants to talk a little bit about how service technicians and CSRs actually interact with people in the home. So we'll definitely do that one soon, but I need more topics and more things you guys want to hear about. Again, the podcast is from me, but it's about you and for you, so make sure you get your use out of it. Again, Kalani Thomas with the Help Desk Sales. Feel free to text me anything you want to know about the show or the business, 704-448-0490.